Hey, everybody. Just a heads up. I'm breaking the Daily Free podcast up into two acts every day now. So you get the first hour or the first chunk of audio and then the second one. So here you go. This is act one of the July 9th podcast. Enjoy. All right. Welcome in. What's going on here? Jesus. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. I think it says Act 2 as to what show this is, and I think that that's a clerical error. I'll have to talk with the ladies in the office and get that taken care of. Also, a different camera angle as I utilized the tripod that I... Well, the piece of equipment that it's a tripod for my camera yesterday. And now I can't find the fucking thing. It's remarkable that I can use something just once and take it out of its environment and then it's gone. It's like remarkable how it's like into an abyss. So you can't see it, but the camera is quite literally taped with duct tape to the top of my monitor because I don't have like a little clippy thing. So technically really scraping the bottom of the barrel today. In fact, I fully expect this camera to continue like moving as the tape gives out. So by the end of the show, you'll only be seeing this much of my head. I don't know. I'll keep an eye on it. I'll do the best I can. Elton John was walking through a shoe store in Nice, France. He had his two kids with him. He had his bodyguard with him. He walked in to get a new pair of sneakers. The guy that runs the store is a young dude. Elton starts shopping for the shoes. Then he looks to the guy who's working there. Turns out to be the guy who runs the store. Says, excuse me, can I use the bathroom? Now, this is a real touristy part of town, so they kind of don't make those available. That happens all the time, that in towns where there's a lot of people just walking around shopping. We don't have a public restroom. So Elton says, oh, hey, no problem. And he looks to his bodyguard and he says, give me your water bottle. I'm not making this up. This actually happened. He goes, okay. He gives the water bottle to Elton John. And Elton whips out his dick right there, like without giving it a second thought, and pisses in the bottle. And, you know, those Aquafinas, he could just kind of like barely get the tip in. And the piss was coming out of the side because he's kind of missing, you know. And it's running down his hand and down the bottle onto the floor. Most of the piss gets into the bottle when he kind of, you know, dials it in. But that was a weird scenario. And then the guy who runs the store is like, what the fuck? And the kids, Elton John's kids, like, what the fuck? Come on. The guy who runs the store supposedly said, what do you do? He says, I'm Elton John. And the guy goes, that means nothing to me. I don't even know who that is. Now, I guess that's possible. You know, you get these young people who just might not know who Elton John is. Only an arrogant fuck like Elton John would be like, well, of course, you got to know who I am. So the guy does a Google search right there. Like he's standing in the piss. Elton John's finishing up. And he sees, in fact, that this is somebody, obviously. Nick says, you got to go Gatorade bottle for clean bottle pissing. Yeah, because you can feed your crank into it. You're right. The mouth of the Gatorade bottle. It's ideal for truckers. David says he hasn't been relevant in 40 years. Precisely. But when you're that, were that famous, you never ever think that you're not famous. Well, the guy who runs the store realizes, okay, this is somebody. And he relaxes. He like kind of like is like, oh, hey, after the piss is on the floor, Elton looks at the bodyguard and says, hey, I need a towel. We got to clean this piss up. He was at least doing that. And I guess from what I'm understanding, he was remarkably polite. Hazmat says, you mean that guy that just sold out stadiums? Well, no. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're right. He can still sell out anywhere because there are a lot of people that exist that are of age who would love to see Elton John, without a doubt. But the dude who runs the shoe store is not one of them. He doesn't know who he is. I could totally see that. Some people just don't know. The guy could have, like, kicked his ass, you know, or called the cops on him, but he didn't do anything like that. The dude who ran the store remained remarkably calm throughout the whole thing. After the shop owner realized who he was dealing with, and the guy said he had no idea who Elton John was when it was all going down, and when he asked Elton what he did for a living, the singer simply responded, I'm Elton John. The guy who runs the store is telling TMZ that Elton John bought two pair of sneakers for his sons, snapped a picture for the store, and shook hands with the guy who runs the store before leaving. Like, this is the actual picture. I don't know why Elton John wanted to get a picture of him with his kids at the store Sugar Kicks or Sugar Kins. No, it's Sugar Kicks. Why do you want to get a picture with those kids? You should get a picture with the guy who runs the store and like around the piss. That's what you should get a picture with. Can you imagine the entitlement you must have to think you can just piss in a bottle out in public, a lot of it getting on the floor, and just go about your day-to-day life? I mean, what kind of fucking piece of shit, piece of humanity is Elton John, for fuck's sake? What an asshole. And then the kids, here they are. They're getting a picture with their dad. That's weird that they took a picture at the store. Why? Hey, this is where dad pissed. Yeah, it's a great lesson for these fucking rich brats. You know they're going to go on to be fucked up. Because if I'm with them, with Elton John, and he does that, I'm mortified. You know, I don't want to. Those kids are old enough. They're probably, if they have any wherewithal, are apologizing for their dad everywhere they go. But probably not. They're probably just spoiled, rich little fucks. My God. Jeremy brings up a great point. The owner saw Elton's pee-pee hands and still shook his hand. Yeah, can you imagine all the piss on his hand? Okay, hang on. Camera adjustment. Yeah. This is definitely a temporary thing. What an awful story. David says, did he at least wash the hands first? I don't think so. I don't think he did. Tyler says, I was kind of hoping Elton John said, now get down there and lick up that mess. I'm Elton John, bitch. Hurricane Ashley is here. Bob says, I prefer using an old apple juice half-gallon jug, or I keep washer fluid jugs. Are you a truck driver? Some of you folks that drive for a living pee in those things, and then you'll roll down the window and you'll throw them out the vehicle. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, there's going to be like a local church group that does the adopt a highway thing. You know, the so-and-so Church of the Nazarene. And they have to clean up a 1 mile stretch of the highway, and they get their name on the sign. They got to clean up your trucker bombs. You know, I certainly understand a trucker taking a leak while driving. But why in the world would you roll down the window and throw it out? I mean, what's the big deal? It's in a plastic container. You screw the lid on, and then you just set it in the cab next to you. Bob says, I don't chuck trucker bombs. I dispose of them properly. Absolutely. That's what you got to do. Yeah, you're giving truckers a bad name when you throw that shit out of the window like that. Nick says, downtown Grand Rapids, they don't even use the bottle. They just fire it on into the street. All right, so there you go. That is Elton John is the nominee for Asshole of the Day today. I think I've got a picture of that somewhere. Now, I don't think anything is cooperating with me on a technical level today for some reason. I'm having issues. I don't know why. I think it's something I did. Yeah, part of me wants to just kind of like start the whole thing over and put the right title down. I'll go as long as I can without needing it. Joe Biden is in deep shit. I don't know if you saw this story. The White House is refusing to explain why. Well, what happened was, like, when you go and visit the White House, I guess there's a guest book. Think about, like, if you go to a funeral and you sign in. I think they have that at the White House. That is serving as the record to get the press on the prowl. They saw that there was a visitor to the White House who is a physician. And he's a doctor who the only thing he specializes in is Parkinson's, dementia. So somebody had enough sense to take a look at a name and then looked it up, and it's a Parkinson's physician. And he's been to the White House 8 times. And so the press is like, hey, can we get some confirmation on this? They're doing their job. The White House press corps. I don't think there's any doubt that the president is deep, deep, deep into some type of ailment like Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's. And because of the mess that this has created, what I thought was going to be a victory by Trump, regardless, it's going to be a slaughter. You've got some of the most staunch Democrats that are begging Biden to step down. Begging him. For example, Michael Moore. He's saying the same thing that you've heard me say many, many times. I've used the term, this is elder abuse. Okay? Sometimes older folks, they don't want to stop doing something. But for their own health and their own safety and well-being of others, you kind of have to steer them in a direction. My father did this exact same thing. A few years ago, he did not want to stop driving. Now, he was deep into his dementia. But he's driving. An 86, 85-year-old man at the time. Driving around. And he's not even looking at the road. And Joanne's grabbing the wheel. And I'm like, come on, we got to do something. So it came up. Hey, we got to get you out of the truck. No, I'm not getting rid of the truck. I'm going to keep driving. Some of you already know this story. My stepsister, they were going to go and cut the battery lines. They were going to actually, like, intervene because he's so stubborn. Sometimes all they need to do is call EZ. Because I went there and I said to Joanne, I said, I'm going to convince him to sell me the truck. I didn't need that fucking truck. But I'm glad I have that truck, by the way. And so I walk in and we're sitting around. Jay Quill says, I don't wish death on anyone, but what about a death pool? You do too wish death on people. Come on. I do that all the time. Some people do deserve to die. Lighten up. Jeremy writes, my grandma had dementia for 10 years before she passed. That look on Biden's face when he wasn't speaking at the debate was the same look my grandmother had before she passed. Oh, I know. I've seen it. It's confused. It's a confused look. Just and a little scared. So Biden's sitting there saying, I'm perfectly fine. I'm not going to get out of it. I'm not getting out of the race. And then all these enablers, no one is doing anything to get him out of the race. If they care about this man's existence, you will really lean on him. That's what you need to do. He needs to be relaxing in a hot tub somewhere. So I get to my dad's house. We're sitting around. And I'm gonna give him the old judo maneuver. And just started a conversation with him. I go, hey, do you know anybody who's selling a truck? And he's like, what? I go, yeah, God, I need a truck. I've always wanted one. I got some big chores I got to do around the house. I need a truck, and I keep borrowing my neighbor's, and he's getting pissed off at me, and I don't know what to do. And trucks are hard to come by, and it seems like they're always, like, overpriced, and there's always shit falling off of them, but you still need them. God, I wish I had one. And he's real quiet. And then after about 5 minutes of silence, he goes, I will sell you that truck, Eric, for not one penny less than $3,000. And I go, what? You wanna sell me the truck? I'm going to pause right there and restart this whole thing because I got a bad feeling that the stream may have puked. I'll ask this to the audience. Can you at least hear my voice? I got a, well, shit. Oh, no, it froze. Now Linda says, you're back now. Nick says it ended for me, but now it's back. All right, I'm hoping I can talk my way through this. I appreciate the heads up. So we are good now. Audio, video, look good, feel good, right? Get confirmation? All good, thank you. Okay, stand by, I got to drink this coffee. That was weird, wasn't it? Okay. So then I go, well, I, yeah, Dad, I mean, that's fantastic. So went, got the cash. By the end of the week, I was back at his place, and I had my truck. That now he's not driving. Perfect. It was so sad, though, because he's kind of like handing me the truck off, you know, and he goes, I want to show you this. Now he's got dementia. I go, okay, Dad, what's up? When you need gasoline, you take off the gas cap, and there's a spot where it's kind of like it's almost there. It's like it's designed to for the gas cap to go in there, but not really. I go, yeah. He goes, you put the gas cap right here. This is a good spot for a gas cap. I go, oh my God, yes, it is. And then so you put gas in here. Okay, all right, got it. Then when I was driving away with it, just before I left, he actually put his arms on it like he was hugging the vehicle and was, okay, bye-bye. And I'm like, oh my God, you're breaking my heart. Fast forward, one of the last times I saw him was up north. I got the truck. He goes, hey, when did you get a truck? I go, what's up? I didn't know you like trucks, guy. When did you get this? I didn't have the heart to tell him that that it was his. Because every time I do that, he gets like sheepish. He like is embarrassed. And I go, I got it a few years ago. It's good. It runs great. He goes, I like that truck, guy. I go, yeah, me too. We had a conversation the other day when he was up north with us. And he's like, so how long have you had this place? And I go, few years ago I bought it. I bought it, yeah. He goes, wow, I like it here. I like it here. He has no clue. Isn't that fucking mysterious and sad at the same time? And then all I can do is just have that face on of just answer his questions, but don't over-explain it, you know? If you over-explain it, it's going to make him feel bad. You just got to kind of fucking take it easy. So my point in all of this is to say someone in the Biden household needs to step up and say, look, Dad, we're going to have to wrap this shit up here. Okay? It isn't even about winning and losing at this point. It's about common decency. That's what's happening with Joe Biden. Getting back to what I was talking about, Michael Moore. I don't know who he'd vote for, but I'm pretty sure that he would not vote for Trump. Okay? He's famously liberal, but I don't know. Maybe he's one of those people that votes for the independent candidate or doesn't vote at all. He is accusing those pushing for President Joe Biden to continue his reelection campaign of committing, quote, the cruelest form of elder abuse following that horrible debate performance. He says, if I have to be the only one to stand for Joe Biden, that's right. You heard me say that. If I have to be the only one to stand up for Joe Biden here to protect him from the cruelest form of elder abuse I've ever been forced to watch, well, then that's what I'll do. Yeah, I don't know if it's the cruelest, okay? It's definitely questionable, but I mean, I don't know how cruel it is. I think that, though, the idea of him running the United States of America is 100% not okay. This man is compromised. Moore, who's 70, wow, said he was gobsmacked by Biden's performance in the debate last month, suggesting the president should resign prior to the conclusion of his current term, let alone running for another 4 more years. He said, quote, this is about whether he should serve another 4 days, he said. Let the doctors examine you, then do the right thing. Oh, they are examining him. That was the point of this. He's being a Parkinson's specialist is a regular there at the White House. Give me a fucking break. Moore's critique came among reports of uncertainty regarding the president's reelection campaign, as a top campaign official reportedly told at least one mega donor that Biden's withdrawal from the 2024 election is only a matter of time. I sure hope so. I saw that clip of Trump. He was out of the golf course. Now, say what you will about Trump. He's a fucking idiot, but he's sharp. He's sitting there. He goes, oh, yeah, he's out. He's dropping out. And now, and then they got to go with Kamala. And I don't know. I mean, I would vote for Kamala Harris. Again, I'll vote for anybody but Trump. But it sure is not the right thing to do to have an incapacitated individual running the country. It's just not right. Come on now. I say fucking let Kamala. Just give it to her. Yeah, let her try. Let a chick try it. If she can clean up this mess, that's the fucking more power to her. You know, everybody's already, all the Republicans are throwing her under the bus. It's like, eh, you know, at this stage of the game, I just want a person in there who is not sick, all right? And you wanted youth, you're instantly going to get youth. She's much younger. I think she's, what, 60 years old, maybe? I don't know her age. That's a hell of a lot better than however the old fucking old Biden is. Only a matter of time, according to the, person who's a top campaign official. I don't know if I trust that. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks. What I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
However, multiple Democratic officials are publicly calling for him to drop out. We've talked about that. This is big. This is really, really big. I'm telling you, we are living in unbelievable time for history. All the shit that has happened with Trump being a felon and the goddamn witch hunt against him, and I still believe that. Like, if Trump weren't an asshole, none of this shit would have happened to him. Okay? The Democrats are doing everything they can to keep him from winning, and I frankly appreciate that. I'm glad that they had a witch hunt. I would too. He's a piece of shit. Make no mistake. God, he's 81. It looks like he behaves like he's 91. Biden's performance has led to a panic among Democrats, according to longtime Democratic operative and CNN senior political commentator David Axelrod. Axelrod said he seemed a little disoriented. A little. He did get stronger as the debate went on. But by that time, I think the panic had set in. Yeah, come on now. Getting back to this Parkinson's thing. It was a tense exchange at her regular briefing when Karine Jean-Pierre, or Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, discussed Dr. Kevin Kennard's visits. That's the Parkinson's doc. This got ugly, as I understand it. I want to play it, but I'm concerned. All right, I'm just going to play the audio. Because I don't have, for some reason, I don't have video today, and I don't want to stop the stream. Oh, great. This is the exchange from the White House press secretary with the press.
We provide to all of you.
That's a very basic, direct question.
Wait a second. Eight times, or at least once...
In regards to the president specifically.
Hold on a second.
That's what you should be able to answer by this point.
Wait, no. Wait a minute.
They're asking about, okay, what's up with this Parkinson's doc?
Ed, please, a little respect here, please. So every year around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's three times. Right? So I am telling you that he has seen a neurologist three times while he has been in this presidency. That's what I'm saying. I am telling you that he has seen them three times. That is what I'm sharing with you, right? So every time he has a physical, he has had to see a neurologist. So that is answering that question.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is.
He says, no, it's not, because the guy's checked in eight times.
You're
Dr.
asking
Kevin
me.
Kennard, come
I
to
cannot,
the White House.
But I just, and I also said to you, conditions. Ed, I also said to you, for security reasons, we cannot share names.
Okay.
We cannot share names.
Others he would have met with.
We cannot share names of specialists broadly, from a dermatologist to a neurologist. We cannot share names. There are security reasons. We have to protect.
He just said he's on the visitor log. It's a public record, the visitor log.
I understand that. I hear you. Ed, I hear you. I cannot from here confirm any of that because we have to keep their privacy.
What a crock of shit. It says, check in here, White House visitors. And he signs it, Dr. Kevin Kennard. Kennard, Parkinson's pro. Eight times. Ugh. Well, I mean, there you go. She's lying through her fucking teeth. Oh, my God. What an absolute shit show. My God. So what does this mean? I don't know. I kind of just want it to end. And if you're a Democrat, I mean, everybody who's listening to this show, there is no one listening or watching who thinks that Biden is perfect for the job, who thinks that he's in perfect health. I take it back. Bleeding Heart Brian. He sent me something. It's like, oh, yeah, they got to stop with that narrative. He did fine. It's like, what? He said we just finally beat Medicare. Come on, man. Quit fucking around here. Oh. Horrible. Tyler says, yeah, everyone sees a neurologist once a year for no reason. That's totally normal, LOL. Linda adds, she's being paid to lie every day. Linda says, we need an upper age limit on being president. Yeah, yeah, I agree. I don't know what the what age you can run, but yeah, you should have to, could only run to a certain age. What would that be? 65? Is that fair? Fuck me. Well, Rebecca says 70. All right, I can live with that. And you have to be tested regularly and make sure that you're of sound mind. Yeah, this is all bullshit that this is happening. And because of this, well, like I said, Trump was going to win anyway. All right, he will win. He would win if Biden were of sound mind. Now it's going to be an embarrassment. He's going to forcibly bone Biden. If you're a Democrat, the only shot you have at winning is the goddamn flamethrower to walk in, kick down the goddamn door, and say, fuck you, this is what's up. Say goodbye to Joe Biden and be bullish on what you believe. Don't be some idiot pussy piece of shit. If it's Harris, fine, but go boldly. There's talk about Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's saying now, no. She's saying all the right things. What you do is leading up to the actual choosing of you, which I guess could still happen. You say, I have no interest and I don't want the job. And it's Joe Biden for me. Joe Biden's the best man for the job. That's what you do. But then privately, you say, God damn, get this old man out of there. Yes, I want that job. I want to be having sex in the Lincoln bedroom. Maize and Blue says, no one likes Kamala Harris. She wouldn't win. Oh, that's nonsense. A lot of people like Kamala Harris. You don't like Kamala Harris. Chris says if Whitmer helped with the exorbitant prices of roast beef, she'd be a shoo-in. Chris says they can't just skip over Harris. You can't set aside the black candidate. It's a great point. But isn't she only like half black? I don't know how it works when it comes to choosing a candidate. Like at the convention. All right. But if Biden steps down before the term, it's Harris's job. And then I guess presumably the likely nominee. But man, this is awful. This is a terrible time. And I'm here for it. To be honest with you. I am not wound up in any of this where it's like I'm white-knuckling it. To me, this is fucking entertainment. This is the best fucking reality show that has ever existed. It's incredible. I'm here for it. You know I love drama. I'm all about it. All right. So Michael Moore says, get him out of there. You got a Parkinson's doctor who's showing up. My God, thank you so much for checking out the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube. It's time for me to kick you out. Just a reminder, though, that this show, all this audio is available wherever you download shows. I make the audio available shortly after I finish the show up. Wherever you download podcasts. Not to mention, email, send one to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. It's the Shoreliner Striping Inbox. If you ever need the parking lot striped, reach out to my friends at Shoreliners here in West Michigan. They are awesome. ShorelinersStriping.com. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday this week. That is tomorrow on Patreon. We'll be doing Who Are These Zanes? Ben and I will. And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast wedding preview. Ben is getting married on Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. During the bachelor party, I was laying in bed in Maine waiting for something else on the goddamn RV to break. And I started getting FaceTime requests. It was Lurch, Brett Hayes, at the bachelor party, FaceTiming me. It's like, I don't want to talk to you drunk fucks. Ignore. Calls back. Ignore. Calls back. Ignore. Calls back. Oh, my God. I said, he'll run out of steam. He hung in there for longer than I thought he would, but he finally gave up. I can't wait to ask him if he even remembers doing that. I've got some juicy radio news. Actually, I take that back. Before I get to the juicy radio news, I'm going to kick you out if you're watching Facebook on Facebook, X, and YouTube. So thank you so much. Sign up on Patreon for 7 days free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. The open and live stream of today's show brought to you, of course, by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Be like Jackie and Justin. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. They made that call. Mario rolled out the red carpet and boom, in business. They put in an offer on a house. It was accepted while we were on our trip. Congrats to you. It has a rock climbing wall inside of it. Makes you think producer Joe might have lived there. No, it's for kids. Jackie says, I love that rock climbing wall. I need that rock climbing wall. Justin's like, we're not keeping that. And she goes, the fuck we're not. And it was all because of Mario and his great effort. 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. Doesn't matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Mario, and he will help you out. If there's tech issues on this show, I call Blue Frost IT. Reach out to them, 616-285-50. They are the best. So, if you remember, on the Patreon show, the Ben and Eric show, Ben would talk about his time as the producer for the radio show starring Anthony Bellino, sports talk host. And the way they did that show was, here's the Reader's Digest version. The Michigan Sports Network is run by a guy named Marty. And he kind of made, he had two shows, and one was X's and Bros with Anthony, and the other is The Huge Show. So then Marty goes and he gets those shows as programming for all these sports stations across Michigan. So you turn on whatever station in whatever town, you're going to hear Anthony's show that Ben's producing in the morning and then The Huge Show in the afternoon. It's a great way for him to do his thing, make money. He's selling network advertising to these radio stations. Everybody's happy. Well, not so long ago, Anthony was shit-canned, and they brought in Matt Shepard, who used to be the Detroit Tigers announcer. Shepard also is co-owner of the Michigan Sports Network. So they bring in Matt Shepard. Okay, so Anthony's out. Ben Glaze is out. Ben Glaze was out, actually. He stayed around for a little while longer than Shepard brought in his own guy. Ben had to train that guy. It was awful. And now Ben is out. Okay, so then I hear the other day from Anthony Bellino. He says, EZ, can you record some voice work for me? Do some intros for a show? I go, yeah, sure. And so then I get curious, and then I figure it out through Ben. Bellino has decided to say, fuck that shit. I'm not getting fired. I am fired, but I'm going to do something about it. He went to all those radio stations that I told you about in Michigan and said, hey, are you happy with the morning show, Shepard? I don't know. He's new. Well, I tell you what, I'm back. And I've got a brand new show. Put me on in mornings. And all the radio stations said yes. So literally yesterday morning at all these radio stations across Michigan, it was set on Matt Shepard, and they like turned the switch to Anthony Bellino. Except one. Shepard's still on 96.1 in Grand Rapids. But Bellino is going to start on Cumulus's 1340 AM and 106.1 FM on Monday to go directly against Shepard. This is fucking incredible. This never happens. And I go, and I'm talking to him. I go, you know, I only know you through text and a couple phone conversations, but I'm proud of you. This is fucking intense. So that is so cool for him. I was really happy with that, you know. Ben not coming back, though. Ben is not involved. Poor Ben left holding the bag. Maze in Blue says Ben got fired from the morning show already. Well, yeah, I guess you could call it a firing, but Shepard wanted his own guy in there. So Ben is on the outside, unfortunately. Okay, that concludes Act 1. You got to get Act 2. All right, that concludes Act 1. Just simply press play on Act 2, and we pick up the conversation from the July 9th audio podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.